Shalom to all. Today's office on Hachin Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are starting Lamed Vav Amud Beis on the bottom with the new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, which is not only of 71, but also 23, is like a half circle of the threshing floor, so they could see each other. The Sanhedrin will not sit in a row because the ends can't see each other, and they couldn't be in a full circle because the Bali Dinim needed to present to everybody, so therefore they were in a half circle. And the two court scribes would say in front of them, one on the right, one on the left. Because in Divrei Mechayvim, Divrei Mezaken, they write the words of the Mezaken and the Mechayvim, meaning both court scribes would write everything, and if there was a mistake in one, they would take the right version from the other one. Whereas Rabbi Yudamir, he says, Shloisha, there were three court scribes, Echad Kosev Divrei Mezaken, Echad Kosev Divrei Mechayvim, Bashlishi, the third one, Kosev Divrei Mezaken vid Divrei Mechayvim, because there's so much going on, not everybody could write everything. Lamed Zayin Alman Alpha on top, Vashalosh Ruiz Shal Tamil Chacham Yashal Fneim, there were three rows of Tamil Chacham, and they were sitting in front of them. Call Echad Vechad Makers Mekamei, everyone knew his place. Now before we continue, let's just explain what these three rows of Tamil Chacham were there for. And that's if Dayanim needed to be added, it was from these rows of Talmidim. We know the max number of Bezin could be is 71, which means that if the starting number is 23, a total of 48 Dayanim could potentially be added. Now, technically, there could be two rows of 24, but that's not Bechavadik for the Bezin, which itself only is 23. So that means that the 48 are seated in two rows of 23, making a total of 46, with the remaining two in a third row, but this is not proper to have an empty row, it's filled up, making a total of three rows of 23. And that's what the mission continues. If they had to give smicha to one of them, they would give one of the Talmidim in the first row smicha, they'd bring him up to the Bezdin, and now there's an empty seat. The first seat in the first row is empty, and then Echad min Hashniya Bala L'Rishayna, someone from the second row would go into the first row, and then Echad min Hashlishi Bala L'Shniya, somebody from the third row would go into the second, and Bar Lahen Oid Echad min Kahal, now that we have this last seat empty, they take somebody from the Kahal who's watching the proceedings, and they put him in the third seat, he wouldn't sit in the place of the first one, El Yashim Kamaroyloi, he would sit in the place that's fitting for him, namely when the Talmud in chair number one, the first chair in the first row got called up to be part of the Bezdin, so everybody shifts down a seat. That means that the last seat in row number one is empty, so the guy who's in the first seat in row number two goes to the last seat in row number one, so on and so forth, and that means that the last seat in row number three is empty, so then they take somebody from the Kahal and they put him there. And now the Gemara went on immediately, how do we know this? How do we know the Sanhedrin, or Bezdin of 23, sits in a half circle? So Ramach Bar Chanina answers, because the Pasuk in Shir Shirim says, Sharei Chagan Hasar Al Yachsar Amazeg. Literally this means, your navel is like a moon-shaped basin, the dilution shall not be lacking. What does this mean? So Sharech is Sanhedrin. It's referring to Sanhedrin. Lomanikar Shema Sharech. Why is it called Sharech, which means your navel, which is like a belly button? She Yoshevs B'Tibur Shel Olam, because it sits at the navel of the world in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the center of the world. And Agan, why is it called an Agan? Shehi Meginal Kol Olam Kulay, because Agan is like a lashon of Megan. It protects the whole world. The Sanhedrin protects everyone. And Hasar, what's this referring to? Shehi Doim LaSahar, it's like a moon. Sahar is the Aramaic term for moon. And a half circle is like the shape of a moon. And Achsar HaMazeg, what does this mean? If somebody has to leave, if one of Sanhedrin needs to go, run and take a look. If there's at least 23 members of Sanhedrin remaining, that corresponds to a small Sanhedrin, a Bezin of 23, he could leave. If not, he can't leave. And that's understood from the word mazeg. Mazeg literally means to dilute. We know back in the day they diluted their wine, two parts water to one part wine. And so that means that a dilution of the Sanhedrin is going to be 23. So there has to be a minimum of at least 23 Dayanim at all times in a Sanhedrin, because it's Pasuk, Al Yachsar HaMazeg. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, literally this means your stomach is like a pile of wheat. And what do we learn from here? Just like a pile of wheat, everyone benefits from it. It's great. You can make bread and cookies and muffins and whatnot. Also Sanhedrin, everyone benefits from the reasons and all the things that come from them. The Pasuk continues, Suga Bashishanim, which literally means a hedge or a row of roses that is used somewhat as a fence. And what do we learn from here? Shafil Kesuga Shal Shashanim, life for Tzubah and Pratzais, that even though all Sanhedrin has to do is make perhaps a small gzeira or let out a small warning, which is like a fence of roses. It's not a strong, solid fence of stones. It's something that's fairly easy to get through. Nonetheless, Yidden are not going to break through it. They're not going to puncture it. And a light warning is sufficient for a Yid to make sure not to do an Avera. And Mahanu to Amaleya, who mean all Rav Kahana, is just like what that Api Kairos told Rav Kahana. Amrisu, you say, Nida Sharli Chude by Gavra. Then a Nida is allowed to be Yichud with her husband. But how is that possible? Efshar Eish bin Iris, Ve'inma Heves, is it possible that you're going to have a flame and it's not going to singe? How could it be that a husband and wife are not going to sin if they're benida? So Amalei told him, Atayra Hida Leinu. The Tyra says about us, Suga Bashishanim. And what does this tell us? She'afilu Kesuga Bashishanim. And even though the Gedarim and the warnings and things that we have that prevent us from doing Averas are really just like a hedge of roses, which again we said is not such a strong barrier, still life for Tzubah and Pratzais, a breach is not going to be made in it. And Rosh Lakshamar, he says, Mehachat's learned from the following. The Pasuk says, Kefel Harima and Rakaseich. And what's the Drasha from here? Afilu Rekan and Shabach. Even the empty ones among Klai Yisrael, Malay Mitzvahs Kerimain, are full of Mitzvahs like Rimain. The Lashon of Rakaseich is understand as Rekan kosayich, your empty ones. So even a yid who sins, he still is full of mitzvahs. And Rabbi Zeir Amar, he says, Mehachasur, from the following, the pasuk tells us, Vayarch hasrech begadav, Yitzchok smelled the scent of Yaakov's begadim, and altik begadav, don't read it as his begadim, ela baigdav, rather your rebeller, meaning the people that rebel in Klal Yisrael, people that are doing averus, nonetheless, they still have a beautiful smell and scent of mitzvahs that they still do. And a story about this, Hanu bir yoni, these ruffians, these no good nicks, the Habishav Usid Rabbi Zeir, they lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Zeir, the Hava Makarvelhu, he was always makarv them, he tried to draw them close to Yiddishkeit, Kechad and Hajul Humit Yofta, so they could do tshuva and repent. Vahava Kopter Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon were makvad about this, they weren't happy about this relationship that Rabbi Zeir had with them. Akinach Nafshid Rabbi Zeir, when Rabbi Zeir died, Amri, these fellows said, Anun, up until now, Hava Charicha Katan Shake, the Hava Bayalon Rachme, we had this short one of singed feet, that's in reference to Rabbi Zeir, who's short, and he also had singed feet because he had jumped into an oven, and he used to down for mercy for us. Hashtaman Bayalon Rachme, who's going to down for mercy for us? Rabbi Zeir is not here anymore. They were mahar in their hearts and they did tshuva. And we can explain the Mishnah Shalosh Rois V'chulu, and that there were 3 rows of Talmidim, and as we had explained, that if they need a dayon, they would take the first one from the first row, and then everybody would shift down a seat. Now the Gemara just speaks that out beferish because it didn't actually say that in the Mishnah. Amar Abaye says, Shmami Novelin, from here, ki naidi, kulu naidi, when they move, meaning when one person has to move to an empty seat, everyone shifts down to an empty seat next to them. As the Gemara V'lemu, why don't they tell them, Adnu ino, havisim reisha, up until now, I was at the head. Hashem Asfinu li bidanvi, now you want to put me at the end? Take the guy who's at the beginning of the second row, now we're going to shift him to the end of the first row. That's not geschmack for him. He's all the way at the end. Why doesn't he say that? So Rabbi Abaye says, because they're going to tell him as follows, it's better to be a tail for lions and not to be the head of foxes. It's always better to be the lesser of a very chashiv group than to be the most chashiv of not such a geschmack group. And therefore, it's much better for you, even though you're at the beginning of the second row right now, it's much better to be at the end of the first row because the first row is much more chashiv than the second. Was the Dean of Fasha's case, how did they frighten the Edim into not giving false Edos? So they would bring him in and frighten them and tell him as follows, maybe you're saying this just based off conjecture, based off of circumstantial evidence, but you didn't actually see this happen, or you just heard it, maybe you heard it from another aid, Adam Neman, even if the guy is really trustworthy, or maybe you don't know that we're going to ask you all these questions in Jewish Chakira, probe you and inquire and cross-examine you, and we're going to flesh out whether or not you're telling the truth. You should know that Imamanus case is different in Nefashas. Dina Imamanus, Adam Nais and Imamanus, Chaper Lai. Let's say in Dina Imamanus, the aid lied and he caused Reuven to pay Shimon falsely. So no problem, the aid might just have to take money out of his pocket and that's his kapara. But Dina Nefashas, if you aid them are testifying falsely and you get Reuven killed, Damai, not only his blood, but Bedamzar Oisav, the blood of all of his descendants, Tulin Bayat Sefa Oilam, that's going to be on the aid's head until the end of the world. She came and seen him with Kain Chagas Achiv. We find that when Kain killed his brother Hevel, Shnever the Pasuk says, Kol Demei Achicha Toikhin, the voice of the bloods of your brother is calling out. Eina Eimer Dam Achicha, doesn't say the blood, singular of your brother, Elo Demei Achicha, the bloods of your brother. Why this plural Lashon? Because Dame Vidamzer Isav is referring to not only his blood, but the blood of all of his descendants, of all of his children that could have been born that now were not able to because they were killed by Kayin. And therefore, Mr. Aid, you have to be very careful that you're actually saying the truth. Now the Mishnah just pauses and gives another explanation. Davar Acher, another explanation of this Pasuk is Demei Achicha, why the Lashon of bloods? Shayu Damei Moshel Chal Eitzel Alvanim, that he had so many stab wounds and puncture wounds that his blood was all over the wooden stones. Now back to what the Dayanim told the Edim, Lefikach therefore, Nivra Adam Echidi, Adam, meaning the first man, he was created alone, by himself. There was no one else created with him. Lamedcha teach you, Shekalm Abin Nefeshachas Mishrael, that anyone who causes even one yid to be lost, Malav Akasav Kilu Ibn Oilam Malei, the Pasuk treats it as if he caused the whole world to be lost, because all people came from Adam Rishon. Now the flip side is also true, Vachom Akayim Nefeshachas Mishrael, anyone who helps one live yid, Malav Akasav Kilu Kim Oilam Malei, the Pasuk treats it as if he kept the whole world alive. Now just another side point about this, Ubnei Shalom Brias, it's also because of Shalom Brias, peace among people, as Adam was created by himself without other men along with him. Shleim or Adam Chaveris, the person shouldn't tell his friend, Abba Gadol Mavicha, my forefathers are greater than your forefathers, everyone came from Adam. And also, Shleim Yuaminim Iron, so that Api Karsim, heretic, shouldn't say, Harbi Rishuyas B'Shamayim, that there's many Rishuyas, there's many powers up in Shamayim, because we see that many people were created in the beginning, therefore we only have one. And also, L'Hagig L'Asa Shalkosh Baruch Hu, to show the greatness of Hashem, show them Tevea Kam Matbeas B'Chaisim Echad, if a person mints many coins with all the same stamp, Kulin Daim Zalazed, they all look alike. Every single coin looks the same. But Hashem, Tavakal Adam Chaisam Shal Adam Rishain, he minted every single person's image from Adam Rishain. Adam was the first man. There was only one person in the world. There isn't a single person that looks alike, that looks like the other guy. Therefore, every single person has to say, this world was created because of me. A person is like an Oilam Malei, and therefore he always has to make sure to do mitzvahs and not averus. Now we go back to what the Dayanim told the Edim. Perhaps you're going to tell yourselves, Lam Zayin Obez on top, Malanu Lotzar Zois. What do we need this whole hassle and schlep arai for? You know, we're just not going to give Eidos and we're not going to run ourselves into hot water. And the reason why they're not able to do this is because Halak Far Never, the Pasuk already says, Vuhu Eid, Ayra, Ayada, Imlo Yaged, Vagaymer, the Pasuk continues, Vinasa Avainai. So since you, Mr. Eid, saw this thing happen, you have a chiv to give Eidos, and if not, you actually bear a sin. And Mashem Atayim, perhaps you're going to say, Malanu Lachu Vidam Shalzeh, what do we need to have this guy's blood in our hands? Maybe we should just be over the lav of not giving our Eidos, as opposed to give our Eidos and perhaps run ourselves into trouble. And in response to that, Dayanim tell them, Valik Varnemar already says in the Pasuk, Bavoid Roshayim Rina, that when Roshayim are destroyed, that's a cause for rejoicing. So if you actually have proper Eidos, that this guy is Chayiv Misa, that means he's a Rasha, and if we get rid of him, then that's a cause for rejoicing, and you're going to have a hand in that, which is a great thing. Now the Gemara says, Tanabon, we have a Braisa, Ketzan Omid. What does that mean? They tell the aid, maybe you don't know this for sure, you just know by conjecture, by circumstantial evidence. What's the situation about that? So I really, they tell them, maybe you saw this. This guy chased after his friend into an abandoned building. You chased after him. You found a sword in his hand, and there was blood dripping from it. And the dead fellow was twitching, as it seems pretty clear that Reuven killed Shimon, but that's just circumstantial. If that's what you saw, you didn't see anything because you didn't actually see Reuven kill Shimon. I shall see consolation, which is a hint towards a curse. He's being very emphatic about what he's saying. If I didn't see one guy chasing another guy into churva, meaning I saw this, I chased after him, I found a sword in his hand, and his blood was dripping from it, and the killed guy was twitching on the floor, I told him, Rasha, who killed this guy? It was either me or you, and it obviously wasn't me, so it was for sure you. What am I supposed to do? Your blood is not given over to my hand. The Torah says, based on the testimony of two Edim, we can kill somebody, and I wouldn't have to aid him. And therefore, Hashem HaShetach told this fellow, Hayodeh HaMachshavos, the one who knows thoughts, obviously referring to Hashem, Yipar Me'ose Ish, he shall punish that man, Shehareg his Chaver, that killed his friend. And Amru, they said, Loi Zaz Misham, they didn't even leave there, Ad Sheba Nachash, until a snake came, Vekishoi, and bit this fellow, Umesani died. Now the Gemara just asks, Vahai Bar Nachashu, this guy was deserving to be bitten by a snake? Vamar Yisrael Yisrael says, Vechein Tanit Bechiskia, is also taught in Besmesh of Chiskia, Miam Shachar Bes HaMikdash, from the day the Besmesh was destroyed, Afal Pisha Batal Sanhedrin, even though there's no more Sanhedrin, Arba Mises Loi Batlu, the four Mises of Besdin weren't Batal. Asking where, Loi Batlu? They weren't Batal? But Bitloi, they are Batal. There's no Sanhedrin. So are we supposed to have a Besdin that's able to kill somebody? And the answer is, Eladin Arba Mises Loi Batlu. The din, the punishment of these four Mises, that hasn't been Batal. Even though it's not carried out by Besdin, it will still happen to the person. For example, Mishin is Chayav Skila. If a person is Chayav Skila, Ayunayf Managag, he'll either fall off a roof, Aychayad or Sasai, or a wild animal is going to trample him. Mishin is Chayav Srefa. Some is Chayav Srefa. Ayunayf Obedleka, he'll either fall in a fire and burn that way, or a snake is going to bite him and the poison is burn his body from inside. Mishan Schaiv Riga, someone deserves to get beheaded. Oinim Salmalchas, he'll either be given over to the government and they usually behead people. I list him by an olive, or robbers are going to attack him and they usually kill by the sword. Mishan Schaiv Chenek, somebody deserves Chenek. Oitave Abinahar, will either drown in the river. Ames Besrunchi, or he'll die with this illness that basically caused him to choke to death. And this person, whom Shem Shetach was talking about, wasn't Chaiv Srefa, was really Chaiv Hereg for killing somebody. So why did he get Srefa, which was expressed by being bitten by a snake? And the answer is Amri, they said, who that fellow, Cheta Chrisi Havabay, he had another Chet as well that he was chayiv for. The Amar was stated, Mishan is chayiv shtei mises bezdin. If a person is chayiv two different types of mises bezdin, nidin mechamura, he gets the more chamer one, and Srefa is more chamer than hereg. And we continue discussing this meumed that the edim b'din nefashos can't know this by circumstantial evidence. Now we have an attempted diuk b'din nefashos who d'loyim dinon. It seems to be that only by din nefashos cases the edim can't know this eidos by this umdino by conjecture by circumstantial evidence. That's mashma habedin mamonis amdinon. In the case of din mamonis, they could know it by the circumstantial evidence, even though they don't know it beferosh. In command, who's his liker of achas? A camel that's either going wild among other camels, or means he's mating among other camels, and a dead camel is found next to him who's clearly struck by this one, it's obvious that it was killed by this camel, and it means the owner of the murderous camel would have to pay, and that's only circumstantial. We didn't see camel 1 killing camel 2, and so it seems to be that this diak in the Mishnah is like Rav Acha. Everything worse is a camp, because according to you, that which we said in our Mishnah, one aid hearing from another, does that mean that only by dinin nefashos one aid is not testified based on something that he heard from another aid? But by dinin mamonis, it is okay. The aid who's testifying that Reuven owes Shimon $100 could say this testimony based off of another aid. That can't be, because by Tanan we have mentioned it says beferush im amar. If the aid said who amarli, he told me shani chayv loy that I'm chayv him, or ish plani amarli shu chayv loy, another guy told me that he's chayv him loy amar klum, that's nothing ad sheyomer, until he says befoneinu hayde loy shu chayv loy m'sayim zoz, then in front of us he admitted that he's chayv Shimon 200 zoz. So it's Now we said Ein Mipa doesn't work even by Mamanis. Alma, what do we see from here? Afal Gav de Psili B'dinei Mamanis, even though the B'dinei Mamanis Ein Mipa is no good. Amrinal Hu B'dinei Nefashos. It's only by B'dinei Nefashos that we tell the aid Beferosh, you can't be an Ein Mipa. Achanami so to over here by Umdina by circumstantial evidence. Afal Gav de Psili B'dinei Mamanis, an aid who only is able to testify based off of circumstantial evidence that Reuven owes $700, he's puzzled. But it's only that Amrinal Hu B'dinei Nefashos, we're only going to tell them this by B'dinei Nefashos. We're not going to warn the aid in B'dinei Mamanis' case. You should know that if you only know this because of circumstantial evidence, you can't give Eidos. If he happens to say that he knows it based off circumstantial evidence, we're going to apostle him. So the din is the same by Mamanis and Nefashos, but we're only going to tell the aid by Nefashos. Now we explain Mishnah, have Uyaydim, Chulu, and now we're getting to discussion of Kain and Hevel, because that's what we brought up in the Mishnah. Amar Yehuda Breit Ruchia, Malamet teaches us, She'asa Kain behevel Achiv, Chaburis, Chaburis, Ptsias, Ptsias. The Kain struck his brother Hevel with many Chaburis and many Ptsias. And why do you do this? Shalai Yehidim, Mech Nesham Yaitza. He didn't know where the Neshama leaves the body from. This is the first murder that took place in the world. Adshi Gil Tzavari, until he got to his neck and he saw that that's where Neshama leaves. And this is an explanation of the Mishnah we had said, Demei Achicha, that the bloods of your brother, his blood was splattered all over the place, and it's because he had many wounds. And Rabbi Yehuda Breit Ruchia, Mesha Pasach Asher Spia, from the day that the earth opened up its mouth, Vikibalta the Dami Shel Hevel, and accepted or received the blood of Hevel, meaning it allowed the blood to absorb into the ground, Shov LePascha, it now wasn't allowed to open its mouth anymore. Shenamar, because the Pasach says, Miknaf Ha'ard Zmiras Shemanu, from the edge of the earth, we heard Zmiras, Tzvila Tzadik, praises for the righteous. And what we learn from here, Miknaf Ha'ard Zlomipi Ha'aretz, only from the edge of the earth were able to hear Zmiras, but the mouth of the earth wasn't able to say Zmiras because it lost its ability, lost its chus to sing Zmiras with its mouth due to the fact that it opened up its mouth to absorb Hevel's blood. Our Esve Chizkia Achiv, Chizkia, Rabbi Yehuda's brother, asked him the following. The Pasuk says, Vatifta Acharsis, that the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed Kairach. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda responded to him, L'ra Pascha, L'tavilai Pascha, for bad, to swallow Kairach, it's able to open its mouth. But for Taiva, to sing praises to Hashem, it's not able to. From Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yerchia, another member from Yehuda, son of Rabbi Chia, Galus Mechaperes, Oven Mechza, Galus, exile, half of an atonement for a sin. Meikar Ksiv, originally it says, V'hayisi Navanad, the Kain said about himself, I'm going to move about and wander. Ulbasaiv Ksiv, afterwards it says, V'yeshiv Be'eretz Noid, he dwelled in the land of Noid, which means the land of wandering, and so we see that he's only wandering and not moving about, and so the galus before him that he undertook was mechaper for half of his sin, because he only had half of the punishment left. Now Rabbi Yehuda continues saying, galus mechaper shlosha dvarim, exiles mechaper for three things. Shenamar the pasuk says, hayoish shabir azois, whoever dwells in this city. This is when the Kazdim, which is the Babylonians, were surrounding Yerushalayim. The Navi said, whoever stays in Yerushalayim, yomas becherev, berov, ubedever. He's going to die by the sword, hunger, or plague. That's three things. Hayoish, whoever goes out, b'nafal kazdim atzar malechem, and he falls into the Kazdim, he falls to the Babylonians who are besieging you, v'chaya, he's going to live, v'haislai nafshe l'shalol, and his soul is going to be his prize. So we see that if a person leaves Yerushalayim and he goes to Galus by the Kazdim, that's mechaper for these three things that he should have died by cherev, rav, and dever. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Galus mechaper sal kol, Galus is actually mechaper for everything. Shnemar, because the pasuk says about Yechanya, who is over terrible averus, kesuas ish hazeh ariri, right, that this man is going to die childless, gever lo yitzlach b'yamav, he's a man who's not going to be successful in his days, he lo yitzlach mizari ish yoshev al kisei David u'moshel oed b'yehuda, because he's not going to succeed to have any of his descendants sit on the throne of David, a ruler over Yehuda. And there's a punishment of Yechanya, he's not going to have children, there no one from his family is ever going to be a king again. However, Basar de Galaxiv, after he went to Galus, what does it say? Ubnei Yechanya, the sons of Yechanya, Asir, his son Asir, and Shaltiel Benoi, his son Shaltiel, and two psukim later, it talks about his son Zerubbabel, who ruled over all the people that came back from Bavel to rebuild the second base of Mikdash. And so either Yechanya's Galus was mechaper for everything, and he actually did have more kids, and one of his kids sat on the throne and was king. Now we just analyze the names of his kids. Asir, why is he called such an interesting name? Shibarta im Beis Hasruin, his mother conceived him in the Beis Hasruin in jail. That's a lashon of Asir, is like he's a prisoner. And Shaltiel, what's this name? Shesalai Kel Shalai Kederach Hanishtalin. Shesalai is lashon of planting. Hashem planted him in his mother's womb, not like the normal way that a child is conceived. Why is this? Because Gemiri, we have Masaira, Sheina Isha Mishabaris Muumad, a woman can become pregnant standing up. If she has relations with her husband standing up, she's not going to become pregnant. And she conceived him standing up. But that's what happened with Shaltiel. Yechanya was in a jail cell, which was so narrow he could only stand up, and his wife was lowered in, and that's where they lived together, and nonetheless she became pregnant. So that's the lashon of Shaltiel, the Shasal Kel, Hashem implanted this kid inside of her in an abnormal way. In Davar Acher, Shaltiel, another understanding of this word Shaltiel, Shenishal Al Alasoi Kel, that Hashem asked about his oath. Hashem, so to speak, made an oath, made a shvua that Yechanya is not going to have any kids, and now once he was sent to Galus and he did shuva, so Hashem, so to speak, had to be Shayal, had to ask that his oath, that his shvua is removed so that Yechanya could have kids, and that's the lashon of Shaltiel, Sha'al Kel. And his last child, who's mentioned two psukim later, later, Zerubbabel, what's understanding of his name, Shenizra Bavel, he was conceived in Bavel. And Umashmai, what was his real name? Nechemi ben Chachalya Shemai, he was the famous Nechemi ben Chachalya. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a story about Yehuda and Chizkiah, these two brothers we mentioned previously. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.